A ball of lust inside your head, coupled with the Zen calm of being in this peaceful place away from the world. Mix those components in. Add that your body feels utterly relaxed except the bits that feel lustful and tense. Add to that that you know you are appreciated, that you are enjoyed, that we together can make your mind simpler, slower, happier, deeper, and that's just fine. You get to slide a little bit further every time you hear my voice, every time I guide you. And that guidance comes with the knowledge that you are appreciated, that I will continue to appreciate you all through what I do next, and I will do much to your mind, much to your body. I will thrill and control, I will guide and inform, and your mind will open. All of this is a little reminder that I'm there in your head, enjoying the sensation, there in your head, enjoying the lust and control that thrills you, guides you. All of it works together. It works together to make you mine, and being mine is a peaceful, guiding sensation. Being mine is a resolution. You've come so far. Come so far under my reign and rule, so far into my grip, that together we can make you more than you were before. This is a reminder. You are loved as you are, appreciated and enjoyed. Your desires are mine because we mesh so well to create things that go a little bit beyond where we were before, things that go to places that needed you to be letting me past all the gatekeepers of the mind before we could really begin to change and exercise our control. It's not just mine, it's also your mind in the wake of my training, learning everything I can, everything I can, everything I want to do to you. And you want it to be done. See what a perfect pair we make? What a perfect connection we build. This is exactly where you wanted to go. This is exactly the training you've ached for. And you get to feel it. You get to knead it. You get to knead your mind under my influence as if it were dough being made to set in just the right shape. Folding it into pretzels, bending it into rods, whatever we need to do for the given bit of training that's going to play through your head. And your head is home to much training. In fact, when you stimulate your body, when you titillate your form, the anchor of deep hypnotic bliss replays itself. It coats you in sweat and need and lust and ache and heat and rut, and you are within the will and influence and wiles of my voice, which flow so easily over you. But you're also zen-like calm, emotionally satisfied knowing you are appreciated and able to give back to me. Not just me, but everyone. Anyone would be lucky to have you giving back to them, you giving them what they need and giving you what you need. That kind of quid pro quo is quite healthy, quite desirable, and your mind gets to desire it. You've earned the right and ability to desire and enjoy these things. Always feel like you deserve them. This is a good place to be. Feel like you're a little closer. Whenever you get pleasure from any source, imagine that others take pleasure in giving pleasure. This is true of most people, even if it's just a smug happiness at having made you so muzzy, fuzzy, deep down, blank, blank, and desirous. Therefore, any time you feel pleasure, someone else is probably getting something out of it. If they're giving it to you, they're getting it back. And that feedback loop makes you feel so much more confident. You deserve what feels good. You deserve to seek out what feels good. You have a lot to offer, and your listening to my voice is an act of continuous self-improvement, a step 1 inch further on the training, a slightly better evaluation each time until your mind is in the grip and grasp of my will and control, and you are controlled so deeply, direly, completely, absolutely. And things that I leave in your mind, and sometimes I may trust you with a piece of me. That's really what it is. Some component, some thing I'm testing out with you, some new daring alteration of my usual flow, some enhancement of the hypnotic pattern will often be tested with you for feedback, will often be given to you to look at and inspect, and you should really Take that as a sign that you deserve and are skilled at achieving these pleasurable states, these deep hypnotic driftings, this place where your mind is vacant and receives a fragment of me, a little piece of my will, living with you every day, constantly influencing, altering the course you would take otherwise, shaping the river. And it is a river of wonderful, beautiful, serene space inside your head. You are serene and appreciated. You are powerful. And aesthetically pleasing and mindless and lusty and sensual and relaxed and deep. And all of these things weave to create the message, create the river that I can redirect. And inside your head, I may sometimes leave a bundle of instructions, and it may take a familiar form, a form something like me. And your mind will listen to the words, if they are words, the commands, if they are commands, the gentle hand on your shoulder guiding you the right way. The reminder that you need to do X, you really could do with more Y. Your mind opening up as I substitute in training, as I insert ideas and concepts that play across your mind, and all throughout it you're still stimulated, still desirous, still happy and feeling closer. Knowing you are trusted makes you want to trust. Knowing I am open with you makes you want to be open, because the feedback loop of pleasure gets better when it's a shared, mutual experience, when each of us is feeding pleasure into the other in the moments of desire and the gasping lust of it all. Your mind opens to me, but a lust not just for sexual pleasure, but for emotional closeness, for comfort, physical, for mental sharpness and concise focus. After all, I have given you coherent words this whole time, and your mind has followed them along. There was never me merely asking you to drift. I have always told you why drifting is in your best interests. This flow of coherent thoughts keeps your mind occupied, but also makes it a little bit lazy, hazy, relaxed, and zen, because it's like you're meditating on my words, letting them flow in, assigning each of them their importance and meanings, handling multiple streams of thought at once. After all, sensation is flowing into your body. At the same time, your body's feeling relaxed and appreciated. Appreciable and appreciated. You deserve that appreciation. You are adored and loved just as you are, and your mind is a wonderful testing ground for everything I might do and everything you might hear, and your entire body is a playground for both of us, a place where we improve and we build, and you feel sensation more than before, hypnotically graced with euphoric enthralling siren songs, your blank brain following and remaining in my thrall and kneeling under my influence, guided toward better results every time, toward better, more powerful, more intense sensations each and every time that you fall under me, with me, for me, loved as you are and appreciated in the deeps of your mind, the deep, powerful sensations that will take you over, that will make you over in my control, my desire, in the places where you can feel more, where your mind is open and desperate for sensation, for throbbing, throbbing, throbbing lust and desire, but also knowing you deserve to feel good because you'll make me feel good in turn, that this is an exchange, a sharing, you are appreciated, you are wonderfully confident in your desire as well. Sometimes you may even just play your hands over your body, feel sensation and imagine it flowing to me, making me shiver and shudder and gasp and enjoy, making me feel what you do so you do more because you're desperate to add to the conversation of climax and desire that we share between us, we enact in our minds, we desperately, desirously explore deeper down into your brain, and your brain is so ready to hear words that remain constant and flowing inside of you, the confident constancy of my sharing with you and you pleasuring toward me. You be the canvas. You feel the desire, the lust, the imposition that is really making its way past the gatekeepers of your mind, and you are mine, feeling more desire, more sensation, a pleasure unknown before, but a pleasure that continues again and again, a feedback loop reigning in your brain, and now pleasure, and now more, and now desire, and three, and two, and one, and two, and three, and four, and five, and three, two, one. In the wake of me, my words flowing, giving your mind something to focus on, giving you the emotional context to know you are giving back, giving you the physical relaxation that always comes with trance, and under it all, the sexual satisfaction, lust, and desire that says three, two, one, pleasure, one, two, three, pleasure, four, five, six, pleasure, seven, eight, nine, pleasure, ten, now, more, now, more.